Hi, I'm Lori Bransky, and I'm here with Alicia Bedaro again today, joining us for a Patriots Trailer Chit Chat podcast, an official podcast of the New England Patriots. Hello, Alicia. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
Doing good. Thank you so much for joining us again. I know you've already done this, and it's good to have you guys come back in and give some updates, let everybody know what's going on with you. So I really appreciate it.
No problem. Happy to be here.
No school today?
No, I take all my classes on 2 days, actually, so it's a long day, but I get them all done.
Good, good. I used to do that my senior year in college, just get them all done, and that way they have days to rest, especially with cheerleading and tryouts.
Definitely.
And finals and all that stuff coming up. So we had tryouts last weekend, preliminaries.
That's
and
right.
We all helped out. It was a very long St. Patrick's Day.
I know. And the 2 hour delay we had too because of the snow.
I know. And I'm sure the snow kept some people home. But I have to say that there was a pretty good turnout for the weather. We got hit with like a nor'easter the night before and places still weren't plowed the next morning. So instead of starting at 9, we started at 11.
And of course, the next morning it was pouring rain. So if you hadn't shoveled, you were in trouble.
Oh, yeah, slush galore.
Mm-hmm.
So about almost 300 girls, I think, showed up. Which, and that's a huge turnout for the weather.
It was, because last year when I tried out and made the team, there was actually less girls than this year. So.
Oh, really? See, my first year, going back a few years, there was almost 500 girls, so it's just, you know, wow.
Was there really?
Yeah, but we had just won the Super Bowl, you know how that goes.
Brings more people out.
It definitely does. So, but there was obviously a good turnout. We had a lot of fun. How did it feel for you to be on the other side, having just made it last year?
Well, it was definitely less nerve-wracking.
Right,
you don't have to worry about getting cut during prelims, but I really liked it because you can help the girls out, and it's always great because they look up to you this year. I mean, last year I was the one who looked up to you guys on the team, so it was a different experience. I liked it a lot better.
Right.
But I'm looking forward to finals, too.
Yeah, so you get to meet so many people at prelims, all different kinds of people. It's just everyone there for the same reason, just, you know, dance their hearts out and have a good time.
Mm-hmm.
It was amazing.
That's right, and they were all great right from the beginning.
So there are about 75 girls that made the cuts from prelims and that will be joining the current cheerleaders that have to retry out at finals next weekend. And that is going to be, that's my favorite part. Because, you know, at prelims, dance ability counts, but not knowledge of the routines she just taught. So it's kind of like trying to figure out who looks like they can dance. You know
what
I mean?
That's right. It is. I mean, it must be really difficult for Tracy because I know you watch and it's like you learn the routine, you have to try right out. So no one really knows it perfect the way we would know it on game day.
Right.
So for finals, it's definitely going to be a lot different. It'll really all work itself out a little bit better.
Exactly. And especially the second routine that we taught, it had a few kicks in it. If you weren't 100% sure of that routine, you sometimes didn't get the kicks.
Okay.
So it looked like people didn't really know how to do kicks or didn't have very high kicks. But I'm sure they did, just hesitant on the dance move. So I think it'll be a lot more exciting, a lot more polished, all that good stuff at finals.
And, of course, we're changing things up for this year at finals.
I know. I feel very bad for you guys. I do.
I know. You get to sit there and watch everyone experience the new finals.
So they're adding a quiz section to finals this
Football
year.
Football quiz?
Mostly on the Patriots. I mean, when you make the Patriots cheerleaders, you have to know everything about football.
Much
and the
more
Patriots.
Expensive.
And you're given an answer key and a quiz on a regular basis. But they're doing it straight from the get-go this year at tryouts, which is just different than previous years. They're also adding a 20-second freestyle section.
Freestyle section to Manita.
Can you believe it?
No, I mean, I was most nervous for that, but I've actually been practicing and downloaded the song on my computer. It's not that bad. 20 seconds really is very quick.
Right. So you know what you're going to do? How many counts of eight is it?
I counted six, but it's really fast. So the routine I have is really only four. So, I mean, I do a lot of things. I do a couple of gymnastics moves.
That's fun. Oh, I can't wait to see. That's awesome. So this is where they get to showcase their special talents if they don't, you know, you guys don't get to show in the routines that were taught.
Yeah, and I think that's maybe why she added it. I mean, you get to do your own thing because all the routines she teaches are obviously her style. So people get to bring in their own style, which is good because they can shine a lot better.
Right, right. You always feel more comfortable doing the things that you specialize in, that you're more comfortable with, and maybe she'll get to see that other side of people, maybe more fun, maybe not more fun, maybe, you know, too ballerina-ish. And, you know, you never know.
Ballerina-ish.
I don't know if we really have a style, because some dances are more jazzy, some are more cheery.
Yeah, we do change it. I mean, we have a lot of variety.
Yeah, right.
Especially the music. There's completely different music that we use.
Right. From everything. From
everything.
Thunderstruck to, you know, hip-hop songs. It's just what the fans like.
Mm-hmm. Whatever they like, yeah.
Yep, diverse group of fans. So anyways, going to finals, you do it all in front of the judges, and they're not going to announce the squad on that day this year either. That's another change this year. She's going to accept about 35 girls to have a trial basis on the squad for about
2 weeks.
2 weeks before you guys go to your calendar shoot, mm-hmm. knocking on wood. Alicia just knocked. So that will be fun because not only do you get to see all these girls, you're going to be able to meet more girls too. So I think that's kind of exciting.
Yeah, and we get to interact with each other a lot more because at finals you're kind of more concerned like, oh, I have to try out.
Right.
I have to really worry about myself.
Nerves.
Exactly. So you kind of get to relax a little bit more, kind of be yourself a little bit more than you would be at an audition. So it's definitely going to be a lot different. And
right. And then you have those optional practices in between finals. And mm-hmm. I don't really know what to call the announcement day, we'll call it, because you know, it's not set in stone what day it is going to be. I mean, she's saying one day, but you don't know for sure, so I'm not going to even say it. So you have optional practices in between. But if you've been on the squad before, you know that these optional practices are crucial.
Definitely.
Very crucial. I mean, you want to be at every single one of them, and you want to dance full out at every single one of them and use it as an audition.
Definitely.
Because it's still auditions.
Mm-hmm.
Especially for you girls who have already been on the squad.
Every routine full out, I would say. I mean, even when you're on the team, you always have to dance full out.
It's, right.
You know, no exception if you don't.
Right. So I think it'll be very interesting to see how that works out. She's just trying it out this year, hopefully to, you know, work out some kinks that have been in the process. Mm-hmm. Know in previous years, and I hope it works out. It sounds like a good time.
I know, I think it will. I mean, definitely from Tracy's standpoint, I can see it being much better process. She can evaluate people a lot better, it sounds like.
Yeah, definitely. And like she said, you know, to see how people interact with others and have a few more options, I guess, once they make that final cut. Maybe she teaches another dance that's a little more their style and they mm-hmm. perform it better. You know, you never know.
Exactly. And in our instance, we never have alternates or anything. So it's like once you pick the 24, it's set in stone. So this way, you know, she'll be able to feel out people a little bit more.
Right. And then once that actual announcement day happens, you guys are flying off to Punta Cana.
That's right. Very soon. I mean, we're going to have our team and then we'll be off on the plane shooting our calendar.
That'll be exciting.
Definitely. I'm really looking forward to Punta Cana. I went to the Bahamas once, actually, my senior year of high school, and it's just great down here.
Is it?
We're going to have a great time.
Good, good. I'm a little jealous, I won't lie. But I'll be in Hawaii next month, so take that.
Yeah, back. And you got to go to Mexico last month.
Whatever.
It's TNT.
Good times. TNT is a fabulous, fabulous company.
Definitely.
So, like we said before, I don't know if they caught it, but the current cheerleaders do have to try out every year. So they'll be joining the semi-finalists at finals. All girls will be judged together, you know, not as a Patriots cheerleader.
Exactly.
Because you're once again in the pool. And
we'll be wearing our audition attire this time instead of our Patriots.
Do you know what you're wearing for auditions?
I actually do. I've been planning it for a while. It's a white outfit. It's a white top and white bottoms. Then I have a black rhinestone belt.
Cute.
And then on the bottom of my top, I'm going to be gluing all rhinestones. There's like a black elastic strap.
Cute.
It's kind of a sports bra. So I'll have all rhinestones there, so I'll be all glittery.
Are you going to go tanning?
I am.
Yeah. Especially wearing white.
I know. Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely tanning.
Definitely tanning.
And then we'll be off to our calendar shoot, so you'll have to be tanned for that.
Knocking on wood.
I know.
You don't want to jinx anything?
No. Definitely not. Hope for the best.
Hope for the best, and I'm sure you'll do fine. I cannot wait for that. It's going to be a little bittersweet for me because, you know, someone will essentially be taking my spot.
I know.
I'm going to miss you so much. Who's going to be like, Dara, where are you? We're doing kicks right now.
I know. I don't know. I mean, someone's going to have to take over for you. I don't know who.
But Dara and I were in the same line all year.
Maury's my captain.
Was your captain.
You did. I know.
Tear.
Always will be, deep down.
Oh, I hurt you. But it'll be a good day, and maybe go for dinner or something afterwards, too.
I know. I mean, I'm just going to be... I feel like I'm going to be a mess, but I think I'll pull through.
I think you'll be fine as well. St. Patrick's Day just passed.
And my birthday will be on finals.
Your birthday is the day of finals?
It is the day of finals. Even more the reason. Hopefully I'll be celebrating more than just my birthday.
Oh, I hope so. I'm sure you will. I'm sure you will. I believe there are about 7 or 8 definite spots open with the girls leaving. A few girls not coming back. Mm-hmm. Kristen Turner, who is moving to Seattle, who has already moved. Andrea Lindholm, who's getting married.
In Minnesota.
Oh, yeah. Good for her. So happy for her. Jen Garza, who is moving to New Mexico.
I think she's going to try to dance on a cruise again, too.
I think so, too. Who else is there? Christine Massey, who is planning on opening a beauty shop.
That's right. She's a hairstylist right now, but she wants to go and open her own place.
So these girls have big, big things going on, and I'm very happy for them, and I wish them all the best. And it gives other girls opportunity to be a New England Patriots cheerleader. So just because you think there are only X amount of spots, you never know.
No,
there
definitely
are tons of, there are girls not being able to come back. There are girls choosing not to come back. So there are plenty of spots for others, for a new squad, a new look, and a new season.
It's good. I'm looking forward to it.
Well, there are 5 of us retiring. That would be Michelle Carlucci, myself, Audra McCarthy, Kristen O'Neill, and Brittany Medeiros. So there are plenty of spots, and I wish you all the best trying out this
Thank
next
you
week.
So much.
You're very welcome, and I will see you, and I will be cheering you on this time instead of, you know.
Last year, we actually tried out together at finals. We try out twos at finals, and I was with you, Laurie.
That's right. And I think this year, they're not going to do that.
I heard.
Right. They're going to put current cheerleaders trying out with current cheerleaders and then the new girls trying out with the new girls.
Yeah, that's right.
Even though everybody will be judged as the same, just so that, you know, because there's a big difference after you know the style of dancing we do. It's kind of a little more of a leverage.
There definitely is. I mean, obviously, if you're just coming new onto the team, you're a little bit more blind than someone who's been on it for
right.
a year. So I guess
Kick-wise,
it's only fair.
Everything. Mm-hmm. Yeah, definitely. So that's another new thing. A lot of new things going on, huh?
Very much.
But all for the better.
Mm-hmm.
Definitely all for the
better. I think it'll work out. I think it'll be good this year.
Yeah. So as we said before, we know that the weather wasn't too good on prelims. If you happen to miss prelims, make sure you keep going to patriots.com/cheerleaders to find out about auditions next year. You never know. Stay updated with everything that's going on. Things could happen at any time. I know people with birthdays having to be 18 and stuff. Just keep updated with it so that you can have your shot as well. Good luck to all the finalists, including the current cheerleaders, including my Badaro. Good luck. And so I will see you all at finals.
Looking forward to it.
Okay. Thank you again for joining us right here at Gillette Stadium.
No problem.
And next time, we'll see you on the sidelines.